He's a top man, Matty, top man. Good family. He's straight up and down, very honest. He'll do well managing riders.
All right, we've sort of dragged the chain a wee bit. It's 12 minutes to 10. We better get through these trial files at about 10 to the furlong. First of all, we're going to look at some Flemington jump outs on the 28th of May.
Yeah, just the one. Oh, two there at Flemington on heat four. Bon Vivant is a two-year-old colt with a James Cummings stable. He's building up very nicely towards a win. He's had another strong jump out here. He finished second in the seat, coming from off the speed. He hit the line hard. The winner of the heat, Pammy Joy from the Hay Stables, also an unraced two-year-old. Really impressed there, stretching out late. Did want to lay in a little bit, but it was a good showing. And both those horses would be very competitive in maidens in the coming weeks.
All right, and then we move on to the jump outs at Cranbourne on the 31st.
Yeah, heat two at the Mint is a two-year-old filly trained by Greg Urell. She's coming along very well in her three jump outs. She's got speed to burn. She's by Dane Rich, and she showed that again here. She won her heat ridden out the last 100 metres. She's very professional. She's doing everything right in her heats, and a debut must be near with what she's shown so far. So look for her over 1,000 metres in a provincial maiden somewhere around the state.
All right, and then in heat three, we saw Dusty Dynasty go around.
Yeah, this will be the best horse out of the trial set. Heat three, he's an unraced two-year-old colt. He's a half-brother to Hungry Heart and raced by Yulong here, trained by Bussinen and Young. And he was outstanding, leading from start to finish in his first official jump out. The time recorded was the fastest of the 800 meets all morning, and he did it all under his own steam. So he's a really nice colt, one to follow.
All right, he might be the one. And now over the Mornington jump outs just a couple of days ago.
Heat six, yesterday. Tiara Jewel is an unraced two-year-old filly for Tony Noonan. Been very forward in her jump outs. She particularly likes soft tracks, as her breeding suggests here, being by Hallowed Crown. And she had a nice, easy jump out win here, her second in succession. So she's coming into the right time of the year for her, and she'd be competitive in any maiden the stable puts her in. She also races in the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia colours, so it'd be great to see those colours win on debut for a good cause.
All right, you've had a peek at the St Arnaud jump outs.
Yeah, Tony and Calvin McAvoy took a good team there to St Arnaud, and then heat three, Amuri's a really talented three-year-old filly. She was quite a big tip on debut at Flemington in a good race, and didn't quite handle the straight, but she won her second start at Morphettville. And she's returned from a spell with two sharp jump outs here, the latest winning against the older horses. She led throughout, did it easy in good time. So look for her to be winning first up.
And there's another Mac horse up there as well, Nabbed?
Yeah, so Nabbed is an unraced two-year-old filly by Written Tycoon. Owned in the M Tripp interest there. So Matt Tripp, he's been in the news lately, and he's got a nice filly here. She produced an outstanding jump out here. This is her second of the preparation. She worked off the leader's back. She poked through late with Linda Meach in the saddle, and she's another who is shaping up towards a win on debut.
All right, Nude Nut, give us some tips.
Wangaratta today is a really nice schnitzel filly in race one, number 13, called Widard. It's about $3 there. Looks very hard to beat. And on Saturday, Flemington, race four, number 10, Sione, who was luckless on debut at Geelong. Bit of a sticky draw there at Flemington, but should be winning.
At about each way odds as well. Hey, good on you, mate. Thanks for that. Lovely to have a little crossover chin wag with your mate, Robbie Kingston, as well.
Thanks, Matty. Cheers.
Glenn Ingram there. It's 9 minutes to 10.